Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
You're having a good time. You're out drinking with the boys. Now it's time to pay the tab.
$11,352.47. Wait, what?
Well, there are court costs, attorney fees, higher insurance costs, damage to your car, DUI fines.
Oof.
Not to mention the damage to your social life. Plan a sober ride or pay the price. Drinking and driving costs more than your drinks. It could cost a life. Learn more at whatsthedamage.org. Brought to you by Virginia DMV.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go on the podcast on a Wednesday, the day before the parade. It is Al. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. So, I saw something on a Facebook video that bugs me, and I'm going to hopefully explain it to you.
Is this on a specific Facebook page or just on Facebook?
No, I just saw it. I just saw it on Facebook.
Got it.
So, you know, all of the areas have local celebrities, right? Or not local celebrities, but celebrities that live in your area. So, like, sure. In New Jersey, we have Bruce Springsteen lives in New Jersey. Bon Jovi. They go out and about in New Jersey. I'm sure Billy Joel goes out and about in Long Island. I'm sure John Cougar Mellencamp is roaming around Indiana, goes to restaurants, go to these things.
Yes.
So I oftentimes see, Bruce Springsteen was in our restaurant, and here's a picture of Bruce, and it's normally Bruce posing with the person.
Right.
And so there's one place in particular that I saw a video. There's a place in Long Branch called Max's Bar and Grill.
Okay.
It looks like a very, it's not bougie in any way.
Just like a neighborhood bar and grill.
Neighborhood bar and grill. So I saw a picture the other day of Bruce Springsteen standing with the person from the Max's Bar and Grill. Hey, Bruce Springsteen joined
us. Awesome.
I saw a couple days later, the same place, Bon Jovi, standing with someone. Hey, Bon Jovi came by. Then I saw a video today which bugged me, which was a video, and the video said it was made with Google glasses or Facebook glasses, whatever that.
But, yeah, that's a problem. But go ahead.
And it was a video of someone who works at the Max's Bar and Grill, who's in a waiter. And you see him walking up to the table where Bon Jovi is. It's just Bon Jovi and his wife. And Bon Jovi's got his credit card. He's going to hand the guy his credit card. And he goes, no, this one's on us. Thank you for coming. And Bon Jovi's like, no, I really want to pay. I don't want a free meal. And the guy goes, oh, I already deleted it. Yeah, I already deleted the thing. But they put that out there.
Which is awful.
That's terrible. I would never go back there if I was Bon Jovi.
And we're starting to see commercials about these glasses. I don't know if you've seen any of them.
No.
I hate them because it's bad enough that you can be videoed by anybody anywhere with the phones.
Right, but you know it's coming.
You at least see the phones out.
Yeah.
Even if they're trying to, you can tell when someone's taking a picture or when they're really texting.
Yes.
At least you have an idea. Now you're going to have a camera in glasses?
Yeah, I didn't like that.
I think it sucks. It is. It's such an intrusion. I wouldn't like that either. And if I was Bon Jovi, I'm with you. I would never go back there again.
Yeah, you can't go back there. Let the owner, or at least, I'm sure at this point it's gotten back to the owner because it was on my Facebook page and I don't follow Max's Bar and Grill.
Right.
And in fact, I was going to go to Max's Bar and Grill. I passed it sometimes. So I'm like, oh, Bon Jovi goes there. Bruce Springsteen goes there. I would like to go there.
They're going to be videoing you. I mean, my God.
Well, I would like to go there. I would like to run into Bon Jovi or Bruce Springsteen. I don't know. I've seen it in other places where it's, you know, Bruce Springsteen and Bon Jovi together went to the Jersey Freeze ice cream place.
Right.
And they took a nice photo.
And you go every night now.
Just in case.
Right.
So I'm saying the places that run the restaurants, these guys will pose for pictures with you. You don't need to sneak attack them video camera.
Now,
on
if
your
you
glasses.
Run that place, are you pissed
yeah,
off?
Yeah, I'd be pissed.
I would be too.
I'd get rid of the waiter.
I don't know that I would fire the guy, but he'd get a talking to.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I don't think so.
Because I'd be like, we just had this great publicity, Bon Jovi, Bruce Springsteen here. Now you do that, they're not going to want to come anymore.
Bingo. And worse than that, what if they publicly say after that intrusive type of recording and posting, we're out on that place?
Yeah.
He could close you. If all of a sudden they kind of turn on you and let people know you don't do this stuff.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Be careful. I don't like it either.
And then here's the other thing for poor Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi's got his credit card out, right? He wants
to
pay.
Oh, don't tell me you can see the numbers.
No, you can't see the numbers. But Bon Jovi might be one of those guys, like many people, doesn't carry cash.
Right.
Okay, so now Bon Jovi, he doesn't have a bill.
How are you going to give a tip?
How's he tipping? Because he was going to put it on his credit card.
So this happened to me 3 weeks ago. My wife and I went out with my younger son, went out for dinner, and we wound up with... So my older son gave us a gift card to the specific restaurant. He's like, I want you guys to go here. Go out. So I'm like, okay, fine.
Kind of nice.
I got to tell you, he gave us a good amount to where I'm... And he's working. He's doing great. To where I was driving to the restaurant. And when we parked, I said, huh. My wife's like, what's the matter? I'm like, you know, I usually only have a couple dollars cash on me. I don't carry cash. I Venmo everything. She goes, all right. I'm like, well, the amount that Matthew gave us might cover the entire bill. She goes, that's awesome. I'm like, yeah, but what about a tip? So as we're walking to the restaurant, I'm like, I got to find a bank. It was in Red Bank. So I'm like, I'm sure I could have found a bank. As we're walking to the restaurant, I'm like, you know what? I got an idea. She's like, what? I'm like, after the bill comes, I'm going to tell the guy what I'm doing. I'm going to order something small to go on the menu, and I'm going to tip him on that for the entire bill. That was the only thing I come up with.
That's a good idea.
And as it turned out, I ended up having to debit, I think, $15 or $16. So it was perfect. I was able to tip on the entire amount on that, but that was my plan.
Yeah, that's a tough spot you get put in.
It is.
What do you do? And now they'll be like, I can't believe Bon Jovi didn't tip me.
You're right.
Well, you didn't give me a bill.
And he's too busy videoing them.
With your glasses.
Yes, exactly.
Which means this person... I just don't even know why you would need those glasses. For what?
I don't know.
Are people using these glasses? People are videotaping too many things. Like, what is interesting out there
everything.
That you're constantly videotaping?
Everything. Everything is being recorded.
Yeah.
I mean, we are at a point now where if you do anything, unless you are locked in a closet, someone might be recording you.
Yeah.
It's the way it is.
It's funny,
sucks.
Because we always heard that thing about, who was the artist, Andy Warhol?
Yeah.
This is like in the 70s. He said, in the future, everyone will have 15 minutes of fame. He freaking nailed it. I mean,
a lot of people
nailed
are getting
it.
Their 15 minutes.
Yeah.
He's not wrong. I wonder how many people, I mean, we had the Jetsons, so I think we envisioned a space-like type of existence. But I wonder how many people, if you go back to, let's say, 1980. No, let's go to 85, when even though they were monstrous, we had computers. Well, if you could take a time machine and tell people, you're actually going to have a computer in your pocket. And this computer is not only going to be able to give you answers within less than a second, but it's also going to be able to make phone calls without a wire overseas, thousands and thousands of miles away. And you're going to be able to get rid of your camera. And you're not going to need that giant VHS camera on your shoulder. It's going to do that too. And you're not going to have to send it to someone to edit anything. You're going to be able to edit on this thing as well and then show it to the world within, I don't know, 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's
incredible.
Yeah. And video calls from around the world.
Yeah. Like, the only thing it can't do is produce food instantly. Like, where you press, it can get you food, but you can't press a button and food comes out.
Yeah, let's create that out, Jerry. you and I are always looking for ideas on how to get rich.
Really wild.
Yeah.
Really, really interesting.
Yeah, there was that classic guy, the old Radio Shack print ad for the newspaper, and it's got what they're selling, and it's everything now is just your phone.
It's all in one.
Like everything on the thing, a video recorder, an audio recorder.
Answering machine. Right?
Yes, it's, everything is just
As it got a little more advanced, you could buy a Garmin for your car. Who needs that now?
And even still, phones are like $1,200. That seems like a bargain.
Yeah, they're and they last for at least a few years. In most cases, 5 or 6 years you get out of them now.
Yeah, like those big clunky computers used to be $1,200 for a giant computer. Remember the monitors we used to have that with the giant back end of the behind part of the
monitor? They're like the TVs.
Monitor, yeah.
The TVs used to weigh 500 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, it is. It's remarkable. The one thing I've never understood, and I guess it's an Apple thing. So, like, I've had a series now in the last... From when I was doing Columbia basketball. So you got to go all the way back to, I finished doing that in 2016, I believe. That was my first year at Rutgers. So you've got to go back to, like, I would say 2012, when I started buying HP laptops, Hewlett Packard. I've only had, think about this, it's 2026, in 15 years, I've only had three laptops. I get 5-6 years out of each of them. And they've been tremendous, and they get thinner and lighter every time I buy one. And I always wonder why, like an, you can tell me, like why an Apple laptop is incredibly more expensive than the HP laptop. Like, what is it doing differently? Like, I'm fascinated by technology and what costs $5,000 and what costs $500 when the difference is not all that great.
I think people that are in the Apple atmosphere just want to be completely in the Apple atmosphere and want everything compatible with the Apple cloud and all the apps.
So basically, someone like myself, it would make no sense to get an Apple laptop because I don't have any Apple products. So it's kind of just streamlining everything.
Yeah, people are trying to be streamlined.
But why is that so? Like, all right, so good answer. So I'm more of the Android Google person. So I have a Samsung phone, I got a Samsung tablet, and I've got the HP laptop that runs everything through Google and Gmail, and it's all compatible. My cost is far less than what Apple, and I just wonder, like, why, I guess it's because people are willing to spend it?
Yeah, and the status symbol of it, too. Like, all the college kids want a MacBook, or whatever they're calling it. I think it's just...
I can tell you, one college kid ain't getting one. My son.
He's getting an HP.
Well, he's got, so I did buy him, I've always told you, I think the iPad's amazing. I bought him an iPad.
Do they have iPhones?
And he's got an iPhone.
Okay.
But he didn't even ask for a laptop. I bought him an HP laptop just because I thought he would need one. But if he wants an Apple laptop, he can go spend the $2,000 on his own. I ain't not doing that.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting answer.
Yeah, okay. I think that's the answer.
Fair enough.
There's never been a better time to get outside and experience the benefits of nature. Discover nearby trails and explore the outdoors with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your outside.
It's just like the iPads are much more money than the
Samsung tablets.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And now I would have told you 6 or 7 years ago when I got my first Samsung tablet, garbage. Like, the way the phones to me were always just as good, the tablets, horrible. Not as receptive. The functionality of them was not, it didn't even compare to the iPad. Like, it was a joke, quite frankly. The newest one I've gotten is pretty damn good, like, to where I'm impressed by it, which is kind of good. But it took them a while to catch up. With that specific product, it has taken them time to catch up.
Yeah, I used an iPad as a laptop. Like, I have an iPad with a wireless keyboard. Yeah, and I feel like I could do every single thing on there. The only thing I can't do on there is, I guess, TurboTax, which I'm sure you could do on there.
I'm sure it's got to have an app, no?
Yeah, but I don't, for whatever reason, I don't trust the app. I like going through the full...
Got it.
The full computer experience.
Yep, understood.
But that really is the only thing. And then, like, to have a computer to connect a hard drive to make sure you keep the original your original photos. But I think at this point you can hook up a drive to your iPad to do that.
Really?
Where I don't think you could in the number of years past.
That's the one thing I got to do. I got to back, because everything is in the cloud.
Yeah.
If the cloud goes away, the last, 12 years of photos is gone.
Yeah, you got to back that up.
I do, and I haven't done that. I do have to do that.
How many years do you think you have to back up?
All of them.
So they're all on your phone?
Yeah.
So your phone has all of your photos?
Well, the Google Cloud.
The Google Cloud.
Yeah, yeah, oh, okay, yeah. Everything's in the Google Cloud that I pay for.
But the actual pictures that you take that land on your phone's hard drive
are still there.
All of them are still there?
All of them are, yeah, because they all transferred over. So I probably have, if I go to this, I don't think there's more years in the Google Cloud than on my phone.
Yeah.
But if I go back on my phone, it would be all the way back to, let's see here. It goes all the way down.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right. It goes a ways. I don't even know.
So you have many years worth. And yeah. You got to down. That's the thing. You have to like hook up your phone to your computer to download the original.
Okay.
Full size. Because I think the cloud doesn't save the full size.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
I believe so.
Okay. You might be right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm at 2017 right now and still going.
I do it like twice a year. I'll hook my phone up to my computer to do it.
But now when you do that, it stopped in 2017. When you do that, are you repeating photos?
No, it knows what it already downloaded.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
So it knows when you last hooked up and downloaded and will only download the stuff after that.
Got it.
Which is good.
Yeah, it's a smart download.
Yeah. I used to have all my photos so well organized where I would have I would break down my photos by year. So each year would get a folder.
Right.
Then within the year.
Subfolders.
Each quarter would get a folder. Then within each quarter, there would be things like trip to Montana, all those pictures in there. And then...
Boy, you have a lot of time.
No, I did it little by little.
I'm sure. But you did it when you're supposed to, as it happens.
Yeah, I did it as it was happening. And then at some point, once Google Photos became a thing where you could back it up, I stopped organizing it. And now I just have all these pictures just on a hard drive.
Right.
But that way I was doing it really
smart.
Worked out.
Yeah.
Was really working out great.
Organization is great.
Yeah.
I would not want to be anal retentive with organization.
Yeah.
But I'd like to be a little bit better than I am. I'm not horrible, but I ain't great by any stretch.
Yeah.
Be kind of cool.
I ran into this thing, this very strange thing with a deer on the road.
Okay.
On the drive-in. And this is the second time I have seen this, and I think it's very strange.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier this week when I was driving in on the parkway, I will drive in a three-lane highway. I drive in the middle.
Yep.
Because I feel like if a deer comes from the right or the left, it gives me a little more time where I would see it. So I'm driving in the middle lane on the parkway, and I see as I'm approaching in the left-hand lane, a deer is laying down in a position like, how like the Sphinx looks?
No.
Like the Egyptian Sphinx, where it's like...
Oh, yeah,
Or a dog would lay, where it's not laying on its side.
Got it.
It's laying...
Isn't the left lane of a parkway?
This is the second time I've seen this. And it's just, it doesn't look injured, because it's not laying down on its side like it's hurt and was hit. It just seems like it's laying there. And I flew by and I was like, oh, now I'm looking in the rearview mirror to see if anybody's in the left lane.
Yeah.
And how soon will they see that?
You won't.
And that's the second time I've seen that.
That's how you end up running over it and having dead carcass underneath your car, like I experienced
once.
That's rough.
Yeah, it was really weird.
That is rough. I remember when I hit them. Now, when I hit it, it was dead, but it was a full-size deer that had clearly just been hit.
You'd run over a deer that had already been hit.
It felt like I hit a tank.
Yeah.
And I remember that my car jumped. It was... Man, and the burning smell of flesh that I had under, oh, God, that was awful. I've always told you that story. That was one of the mornings I played golf with Kevin Burkhart. He came over, and I'm sitting there literally with the hosing off dead carcass in the street.
Dead deer carcass.
Like, you want to take my car or you want to drive? It was gross.
Yeah, that is gross.
Really,
you said
nasty.
It was like spaghetti, right?
Ooh. Yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah.
Ugh, nasty.
The other thing is, like, I see so many deer on the side of the road, like eating grass.
Yep.
And yet, around October, the signs go up on the parkway that say October through January, peak deer season. There are so many deer out now. It's June.
Especially where you're coming from the parkway. I remember when I used to live in Brick, when you would be right past that rest stop area, when you got the peninsula and all the trees in the middle.
Yeah.
They live in there. And there were many times they ran across on me. I never hit one, but I'm sure at some point I will.
I know. That's my biggest life fear, is hitting a deer going. Now I only go 65 miles. I set my cruise control for 65.
Going, I was wondering why you were getting in here at 4:45 now.
Going to work. Going home, I'll set it for 70.
Got it.
But at 65, I feel like, I don't know why I feel like that less.
It feels slow.
It feels slower.
You're more reaction time.
Yeah. Even though it might not be a lot more, all I need is a hint.
I'll give
more.
You a scary one from about 2 months ago. Now, I don't want to say we're sleep deprived. I don't believe that. I think we sleep terrible hours for sure. But I've done a really good job of going to bed now by 8:15. And I'm not going to lie to you, I've pushed it now to like 2:55. It's not 7 hours sleep, but I ain't getting 3 hours sleep either. And I don't think I'm getting any less than most people do in this day and age. 6.5, 6 hours and 40 minutes. It's about the number. This was one of those days where I got a great night's sleep, came into work. There was no Rutgers trips, no nonsense. And I was out of sunflower seeds. And no, I'm sorry. I only had one pouch. I only had one scoop left,
which we use to keep ourselves awake.
Yes,
driving
just,
home.
If you're starting to feel a little groggy or tired, they perk you right up. So I was trying to save them until and if I needed them, and I knew I was going to buy another bag that day. So I was driving home. I felt great. Everything was fine. And all of a sudden, as I passed Newark Airport, it was beyond Newark Airport, maybe 5 miles past that, I'm like, you know what? It's time for sunflower seeds. I was fine, but I didn't like the feel. You know when it's starting to come on. So I did my sunflower seeds. I was great. No problem. I'm in the right lane about to exit the turnpike. And a guy in front of me abruptly moves right. And no less than 100 yards, maybe less, I don't even know what the number was a car that had its hazards on, completely dead and stopped in the exit lane that I was in. Now, because he went abruptly, I kind of went with him. Had I, you know, like if you're a little, that's where the reaction time comes into play. Had I not had those seeds and had not, and I don't know, maybe I would have been fine. Maybe I would have been, I might have driven right through that person. I mean, you realize how dangerous that is? You've got a highway where people are doing, not where she was, but that highway, people are doing, I think you would agree, people are doing 80 miles an hour in the left lane.
Oh, yeah.
So when you exit the turnpike, and this was like literally right when you would start to get right, so there was still a long way to go before you actually exited, you're still in an area where people are doing 70, 75, and when you are dead stopped, I remember going home thinking, I hope that woman did not get run over by a car.
Yeah.
Really dangerous.
Very dangerous.
So I understand the deer for sure. Something like that really freaked me out.
Yeah, if you're somebody who gets sleepy on the road, Jerry turned me on to sunflower seeds. It works amazingly.
It's unbelievable. It really is.
Yeah, it gives you something to do while you're driving, and it does help. Helps me keep me awake for sure.
It's been, as we've discussed many times, for me, it was the cheeseburgers and the fries.
That will also keep you awake.
Which made me gain 20 pounds in the winter.
That'll do that to you.
It was the tobacco products work, which I know I haven't in a long time used that, but the sunflower seeds.
That works.
You got to, as they say, Al, put something in your mouth.
Yeah, put it in your mouth. Oh, a good.
Yes.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. We did that today at 5 o'clock. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, 5
a.m. 5 o'clock?
No.
I think
I hope
did.
Not. I better not have said that.
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
I believe so, yeah.
Not 5 o'clock.
Right.
All right, warm-up next. So,
the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. And this podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.